Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Doug Barry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know who Doug is. Doug's an old friend of ours. He's director of marketing and communication at the U.S. Commercial Service Department, which is a very important part of the Commerce Department. And he's just back from Thailand. He's our good friend. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. It's great to be here again.
Have I got your title correct?
Yes, you did.
Did I say it correct? I didn't know. That's the last one I had, and I know you're such a rising star over there at the Commerce Department. I didn't know whether you'd been promoted or not.
It's a mouthful, and no one will remember it.
Director of Marketing Communication. Our people, all of our people will remember that. I mean, somebody will come up to you any day now in the restaurant and say, hey, you're that guy on Blasingame Show. You're the Director of Marketing Communication, aren't you?
Normally, they come up to me and ask me to clear their table.
Yeah, or in the elevator, four, please. Doug, you just got. I know we're going to talk about selling globally on the internet in a little bit. We promise, folks, we're going to get to that. But as you know, ladies and gentlemen, whenever any of our Brain Trust members take a trip, we live vicariously through their lives. Whenever they go abroad, we always like for them to come back and give us a little travelogue and tell us if we had a good time or not. So, Doug, you just got back from Thailand. What was the occasion that you were over there, and how did you find it?
Well, it's a great place, Jim. The Thais are wonderful, friendly people, and it was just a real honor to be able to spend a month there. And I did so at our office in Bangkok and the embassy there. And I spent the month helping U.S. companies, like many of your listeners there, sell their goods and services in that part of the world.
Now, and by the way, we have a friend, Prasart, who lives in northern Thailand. And so you're right about the Thais. Very genuine, very warm, very, very sweet people. And they got a wonderful country there. And I have not been there. I'm looking forward to going there sometime. But what was the typical thing to come across the desk of that shop over there with regard to U.S. trade with Thailand?
Well, there were two main things. The first is just market entry issues. U.S. companies contacting us and trying to find or asking us to help them identify partners or distributors for their products.
So did they have an idea? Had they done some homework, or were they just trolling?
A combination. Most of them had done homework, and most of them had done a lot of research before contacting us.
And some reason to believe that there would be an opportunity in Thailand.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there's a big middle class there. I first visited Thailand in the 1970s, and it was very much a developing place at the time. But flash forward to 2006, it's a very modern and rocking and rolling capital. And of 11 million people, and there's great demand for U.S. goods of all kinds in the country.
Do you recommend vacationers there?
Oh, yes. It has wonderful beaches. I didn't get to any because I was pretty busy in the capital, but the beaches are famous. It's a very beautiful tropical place, and up in the north it's mountainous and cooler, and you're also within an hour's flying distance of Cambodia and Siem Reap, which is the place where Angkor Wat is located. And we went on a weekend. It was an hour flight from Bangkok to Laos, right on the Mekong River there.
Right.
And
not,
it's like
right next door to Vietnam.
Time. Yeah, exactly.
Another hour, you'd been in Vietnam. Could have been
another hour. Many, many interesting places within an hour's flight of the capital. And they're all, of course, places where we have a presence, the U.S. Commercial Service, and glad to help business people who are out in that part of the world.
Well, what did you see that were opportunities in Thailand?
A lot of opportunities. The several companies that I worked with in the month I was there, one was selling rifle scopes. Another was selling a high-tech camera that is able to photograph heat losses from pipes. camera is very expensive. It's made
like infrared type of things?
Infrared, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's made in the Boston area. It costs about as much as a new car. So we're not talking about the digital things you buy in the camera shops, but it's a very sophisticated product, and there's tremendous demand for that because with the cost of energy increasing everywhere, companies are interested in cutting their heating and energy bills, and so these kinds of devices that America makes probably better than anyone else in the country are in pretty high demand.
So it helps to identify the energy footprint of that, sort of to see whether the building or the or whatever you're photographing has any energy loss.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty
cool. So engineers will buy it. Thai engineers will purchase it. And, and they did so on the Internet, which is the topic of our next
Which is where we're going next. When we come back, Doug's going to tell us how to sell globally on the Internet. And we're not just talking about eBay either, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Hart to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Richard never goes out of style, does he? Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Little Richard. It's good to hear his voice. It's good to have you back, folks. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll use it to your advantage. In fact, what I'd encourage you to do is find Doug's name. And by the way, you can find him on the schedule page or the blog today if you want to. That'll connect you quickly and easily to all of the past interviews he and I have done. And it's, folks, it's a catalog. The information Doug has deposited with us over the years is a catalog on how to go about exporting your American products to other parts of the world, and using the Commerce Department and the different organizations that they have, their websites like buyusa.com and export.com and also the Commercial Services Department, which Doug works with, and they've got offices all over the country just designed to help you to get your products abroad. And so I hope you'll go back and take advantage of those, listen to those archives of past interviews. And by the way, you can fast forward and rewind all you want. So you can when you come to the part where I'm talking, you can fast forward right through that if you want to. And don't forget, while you're at my website, to subscribe to our free newsletter and check out our blog as well. Doug, we're talking about selling globally on the Internet. Now, this hasn't always been part of the Commerce Department, has it, selling online?
No, it hasn't been part, but we're following the world trend and hopefully a little bit ahead of them as we go forward. And as we were mentioning before the break, Jim, one of the companies that I visited, which was the Thai company buying the infrared camera, found that camera while searching online. They wanted to buy something of this sort. They wanted to buy a lot of them, and they just Googled, I guess, put in a keyword, infrared cameras, and came up with a list of them from the United States, and went to their website. The U.S. company had a website with product information and photographs. They liked that and immediately emailed the company and asked for pricing and delivery information. And that's
so here's a company that sells a $20,000, $30,000 camera, thinking, who would be online buying, who would want to buy my camera online? Well, turns out somebody did.
A lot of people, and they made it. The U.S. company made it quite easy for them to do so, to pay online with a credit card.
Wow!
All of this, of course, is possible. Small companies, medium-sized companies, all of them can have a web presence. They can have a store through one of the main e-commerce providers like eBay, or they can have their own website, or they can promote their product on export.gov. That is, have their products translated into the local language, like Thai, for example, with a photograph of them, and then a click-through from the U.S. Commerce Department website to their site, and then they can have the transaction.
So you guys would help them with that?
Absolutely.
How do I get? How would I get that started?
Well, you can just look at www.export.gov, And the name of the product is the Featured U.S. Exporter, or FUSE, as it's called. And or you can call 1-800-USA-TRADE, and we will describe this opportunity for you. You pay only for the translation costs, that's all. So it's pretty inexpensive. And you can have a web presence through this important channel where a lot of buyers of U.S. goods are looking at these U.S. government websites in places like Bangkok and Tokyo.
So a company needing a product might go to your website.
Yes.
And they would find out about it from their own, maybe their own commercial agency of that company. Your peer, your counterpart in their country would know about your resources.
Yes.
And so they go to your website and find that company and click right through, and you guys would help them even with a language, a website in the language of that country.
Yes, that's correct.
How many different countries could we do that in?
Oh, about 86.
Wow.
Yes. And we can help you pick the best ones for your product. Just give us a call, toll-free, and we'll have a little discussion about what you've got and in what market it might sell best.
Mm. And so the argument that someone might make that, well, you know what, I don't really want to travel that far. I don't really want to go all the way to Thailand. You know, that argument's really kind of not valid anymore, is it?
It's a very weak argument, and it just doesn't work. There's one fellow that I ran into over the weekend. He lives with his family in New York City. He sells comic book art, and he's done this for years, and most of his sales are international, and he hardly ever leaves his apartment.
Now,
he does it all on internet.
What is comic book art? I used to read comic books when I was a kid. But what does that mean?
It's an art form. It's a genre of art, and the artists who draw these things are amazing, and they often draw the storyboards, and you can purchase individual pieces that they're doing for the comic.
So that's what it is. It's originals or prints of essentially storyboards prior to the comic book being published.
Correct. And he buys them from the artist, and then he sells them worldwide. There's a whole industry.
It's a collectible. I know that.
It's very much a collectible, and you can buy it now on all of the e-commerce platforms. And he, uses one of the big express mail carriers, express package carriers. He fills out the customs forms online through this carrier. Occasionally, he calls on us for a number for the export purposes. And then he has this whole business just selling art out of his apartment.
I need to get somebody to do storyboards on the Small Business Advocate show. We could sell those abroad, couldn't we, Doug?
We can help you.
Well, maybe. We might have to give them away anyway. 10-2, we're going to be right back with Doug Berry. He's with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Commerce Department. Stay with us. Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't take no chances.
That's her sister Nancy on guitar. And back up. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. We're having a good visit with our good friend Doug Berry with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Commerce Department. Do I say that correctly, Doug?
Yes,
am I saying that right?
Do.
Because it is, you are part of the Commerce Department. That is the big vessel you guys work in, the U.S.
Yep.
Commercial Services. Folks, is an organization that I'm trying to remember, Doug, how many years, coming up on a decade now, I've been encouraging small business owners to find out about you guys, to get close to you guys. If you have a business in America and you don't at least know how to get to or where or the phone number or whatever of the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Commerce Department, then I think that you have not taken advantage of at least a future opportunity. You won't be prepared for a future opportunity. And all they got to do, Doug, is go to export.gov, right, to get started?
That's all they have to do. And also to remember that these days exporting is easier than ever. And you could be exporting to Canada next week or maybe next month at the outside. Some countries are a little more difficult, like Thailand, but there are a lot of opportunities there, too.
What is more difficult about Thailand? Are there tariffs there?
Well, the tariffs are actually pretty low, and we're negotiating a free trade agreement with them now, and it's supposed to go into effect after the first of the year, and if that's the case, then there'll be zero tariffs on most things, and
right.
It will even be easier. I suppose, like in most places, the challenge is to find a buyer there, and that's, of course, where we come in handy, because we're there, we know the business environment, we know the people who are buying from America and other places. And we can make the introductions to you to make that a whole lot easier than it would.
What if I said, Doug, I have products that I'd like to sell overseas. I don't know which countries my prospects would be in over there, but I just want to get started. I want to make myself available. I just want to be part of your world, Doug. I want to be part of export.gov. What is the first step?
The first step is to call us at 1-800-USA-TRADE or go online at export.gov and find your local export assistance center. These are our local offices mm-hmm. in the United States.
We got about 150 of those around?
About 108 right now in virtually every state in the country.
All right. So there's one. And now, what if we're several hundred miles away? We live in Montana. It's on the other side of the state. What do we do about that?
Just give us a call. We have a office in the capital there of Montana. What is the capital of Montana? I've forgotten.
It's Helena, I think, isn't it?
Maybe
I think it's Helena. But anyway, the thing is that those guys travel around, or heck, most of us are familiar with not doing business face to face. We do virtually. We work virtually a lot. Most of us do.
Yes. We travel, and there's, of course, the Internet and the telephone. So distance is not a
So you can, like area. You say, you can do this work from the comfort of your office or your home if you want. But the main thing is that there are people out there who are like Doug, folks. Doug is a classic example of these people at the Commerce Department who really care about getting our goods and services sold overseas. What about selling services overseas, Doug? What about that?
A growing market for services, Jim, and whether it be environmental consultation, law, advertising, public relations, accounting, absolutely. There are a lot of opportunities for U.S. companies to sell services around the world.
Well, in those areas, in many of those areas, the United States is seen as a leader, especially in business consulting, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Our products are in demand everywhere, and that's the good news for U.S. businesses.
I got about 30 seconds, Doug. Give us one more thought about exporting.
I think the main online. Yeah, the main message is to have multiple channels, including the Internet, and to realize there's tremendous resources available for small business that are very inexpensive, very affordable, and that now, more than any time, probably in our history, there's opportunities galore all over the world to sell your goods and services. It's no longer mysterious or exotic. It's something that businesses like the fellow with his comic book art in New York are doing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Export.gov, right?
That's it.
That's the place to go, folks, to find. And they can find one of those 108 places, one of your divisions around the country. They can find out where they are right there on that website, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Hey, Doug, thank you for being here. Welcome back home, and thanks for all you do for small businesses.
Sawadi, Jim. Thanks a lot in Thai.
Sawadi, my friend. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.